Get her back on the phone. I forgot to tell her something.
Oh, sure, sir.
You want to release this here and get it guarded? Understand that they think you killed Mr. Gilpatrick. That's your acceptance of your admission.
Yeah, I think so. I'd have them release it over there.
Effective January the 5th, which was the beginning of the pay period, it went to 7230. That would have gone to 6600 anyway, automatically. So she had a $50 increase above the one that she would have got that was voted by Congress.
Okay, now.
Well, that's all. Do you get the figures, or do you want me to give you a note on it or anything?
No. Anything from Deke today on you?
No, I haven't talked to him since 3 o'clock. At that time, his men hadn't come back, although he did tell me that Jerry O'Leary had come back to see him and told him that that they had this story and that they brought it over to Hatcher, and he went out and said he wanted to read it. Gone 15, 20 minutes and came back, and shortly after that, Mr. Noyes got a call from Mr. Fortas and said that Mr. Noyes kind of told Larry that he didn't much appreciate the call and didn't think Mr. Fortas handled it very well, and said that he, listen to what he told Larry, I don't believe it, but that if he hadn't gotten the call, he might not have run it, but said he just felt like he had to after he got the call, although he did make one or two changes that were suggested. That was O'Leary's story to the lodge, which he said he didn't attest to, just hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll call him and see what I'll call him and see what happened. I will, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Call me back in here.
I will, sir.